Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
No one is coming to save you. This isn't meant to be harsh. In fact, this episode is my love letter to you. There's no knight in shining armor that is coming to sweep you off your feet or save the day. You save yourself. Everything that you need is already within you. You don't need anyone else's approval or any external validation to make your dreams or goals true for yourself. If you can dream it, see it, smell it, taste it, and nearly touch it, it's already yours. You are meant to have what you desire. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. You are here to live your best life. Make those big, gigantic dreams into reality. Don't let anyone dim your light. If someone says you're too bright, well, they're not for you. You need to take up space, be loud. Be the unapologetic, authentic version of yourself. Own the room. You are worthy. You are powerful. You are creative. You are strong. You are deserving. You are incredibly smart and incredibly capable. You are meant for more. You can have it all. You will have it all. In fact, you have it all right now. You just can't see it yet. You need to trust yourself. So I had created a document, which I later repurposed into some reels, which I titled my 10 life lessons that I would tell the 20-year-old version of myself. The truth is, yes, this was meant for me. But I later realized that they are for you. You are meant to hear this for yourself now, and I want you to really listen. Let it sit and integrate these lessons into your life. So, number one, love yourself first. The greatest love affair you will ever have is with yourself. You can't fully love anyone else until you love yourself first. And of course, you'll love your children, but to be a good parent, a good mother, a good partner, you have to put yourself first. Number two, protect your light. So I already alluded to this a little bit ago, but this is for you to never, ever dim your light. If you find yourself with someone who doesn't believe in you, doesn't believe in your dreams, doesn't support you, don't feel that you can be your true self around. Don't let anyone make you feel small or less than. It's okay to walk away. Your energy is sacred. Number three, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So that's where all the growth happens. Growth doesn't happen when we're comfortable. We have to think outside of the box, get out of the box. So if you're not growing, you're dying. If you don't continue to grow, you'll continue to play small And then you won't achieve the goals that you've set for your life. If it feels scary, you're probably on the right track. Number four, choose your circle wisely. So, you want to surround yourself with people who challenge you, inspire you, and see your potential, even when you don't. The five people closest to you in your life make all of the difference. If you've ever heard the phrase, your tribe is your vibe, or anything like that, that's what this is really talking about. You want those close people to be positive influences on you and help you to, support, not only support, but to help you make better decisions, help and support you to become the best version of yourself. And there's no accidents when it comes to the people that come into your life. People will come into your life for a number of reasons, but you can, either learn a lesson, grow with them, or they grow with you, and you nurture those relationships and continue on your path. Number five, your timing is perfect. You are exactly where you need to be at this precise moment. You are never late. You will never miss out on an opportunity if it's meant for you. Follow your dreams. Listen to your gut. Trust that little voice inside. That's your intuition. Don't let anyone tell you you're crazy because you are meant for beautiful things. If you want to start a business, you want to do anything, believe in yourself and know that you are successful in anything that you do. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It matters what you think. Number six, don't take advice from anyone who doesn't have what you want. So, people don't have the experiences of doing what it is that you want to do. You need to protect your energy. Most of the time, their advice is their fear in disguise. So, an example, let's just say there's a person telling you not to open a business or do the thing, but this person appears to be broke. They don't have any money, they don't have a business. Don't let them tell you how to spend your money or what to do. Most of the time, that's just their insecurities. What you do want to do is find people that are already doing what it is that you want to do, or even well past that. Those are the people you want to listen to and network with and get into their circles and their communities. So, unless they are where you want to be, don't take advice from anyone. Number seven. The best investment that you can ever make is in yourself. You are worth any amount of money if it betters you, your skills, gets you closer to your goals. It's priceless. There is no threshold or ceiling on what you can invest in yourself because you will get that back tenfold. It is always worthwhile to invest in yourself, your education, and otherwise. It will always move you closer to your goals and your purpose. Number eight, put yourself first. I cannot echo this enough. You know, when you're on an airplane and they talk about the oxygen masks, right? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to put one on yourself first before someone else. Why is that? Because you cannot save anyone else if you don't save yourself first. You can't do anything else if you don't take care of yourself first. Make yourself a priority. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make yourself a priority every day. That's key, every day. Number nine, lead by example. So be the version of yourself that you want your family to see, that you want your kids to see. Be the person you know you can be in every scenario, in every situation, good, bad, whatever. You lead by example. You be the version of yourself that you'd want your children to become. Number 10, dream even bigger. So no dream is too big. Live your dreams, dream bigger, and then you know what else? You 10x that goal, 10x that dream. Whatever biggest goal you have, 10x that. That then is your dream. You can achieve it and you can have anything that you want as long as you believe it. Anything is possible as long as you trust yourself and believe in yourself. So if your goals don't scare you a little, then they're just not big enough. I mean it, 10x that. Stop subscribing to the old stories, the limiting beliefs, and believe you have the tools, the knowledge, and the power to make it happen. Everything you need is already within you. You need to remember who you are. So I would love to hear any aha moments or key takeaways that you got from this episode. You can share with me on Instagram at Natasha Aga Consulting or comment below. And if you want to dive deeper, I invite you to take my 2-minute Are You the Bottleneck quiz to find out who or what is slowing down your progress. It's fast, fun, and eye-opening, and I'll link that below in the show notes.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.